In 1996, Bill Gates said, "Content is king." And boy, was he right. 3 decades later, it still occupies the throne. For lawyers, law firms, and companies serving the legal industry, content marketing and thought leadership marketing are a must if they want to build their books of business or increase their revenues. Hi, I'm Wayne Pollack. I'm a former Am Law 50 senior associate who discovered the world of content marketing and thought leadership marketing and hasn't looked back. In each episode of this podcast, I interview lawyers and legal industry in-house marketers who are doing big things with their content marketing and thought leadership marketing. This is Legally Contented. Welcome to Legally Contented. I'm your host, Wayne Pollack. This is a practice pointer episode where I give you some food for thought that hopefully helps you and your colleagues do bigger things with your content marketing and your thought leadership marketing efforts. Let's talk about what thought leadership truly is. At bottom, thought leadership is about two words: perceived authority. It's about creating the perception of you being an authority in the minds and eyes of your target audiences, like clients, referral sources, perhaps media outlets, maybe conference organizers, and maybe even potential colleagues, either attorneys or staff members who would join your firm based on the thought leadership that you and your colleagues are putting out. Perceived authority opens up doors, and it compounds over time when it's fueled by consistent thought leadership content creation. It's important to note that we're not just doing thought leadership for marketing and business development's sake. We're doing it with a specific reason. We're doing it because we want to be seen as authorities by the people that we want to impress and that who are probably responsible for driving the success of our marketing and business development efforts. The reason why thought leadership creates perceived authority is because it's human nature for us to expect if we're seeing someone talk about a particular topic, they must be knowledgeable about it, they must be credible about it, and they must have developed the knowledge and wisdom required to talk about those topics intelligently. After all, why would they bother talking about a topic they know nothing about? And why would they be able to come across so authoritatively and so credible when they're talking about a particular topic, especially in the legal world, a legal issue or a business issue, if they didn't have knowledge and wisdom regarding those issues and they couldn't help a person who might have similar issues that they need help with? When you look at all the audiences that attorneys and law firms target with their marketing and business development efforts, you can really see how perceived authority works and how it drives marketing and business development results. Look at clients. When a new client, a potential client, perceives an attorney to be an authority, they're going to reach out to that attorney because the attorney is publishing content that might be relevant to that prospective client regarding the kinds of issues, legal or business, that client is facing. When it comes to current clients, when they perceive their attorneys to be authorities regarding areas of the law or industry concerns or issues that maybe they're not currently working with the attorney on, it can help deepen that relationship. When current or prospective referral sources perceive an attorney to be an authority regarding the work they do, well, they're going to be more confident that they can hand off their client's work, they can refer that work to that attorney based on what they're reading, what they're watching, what they're hearing with that attorney's thought leadership regarding the kinds of issues that referring attorneys would send to those attorneys producing thought leadership. Same thing goes with media outlets. When they perceive an attorney to be an authority regarding the area of law they practice or the industry they serve, they invite them to comment on a topic, to perhaps appear on a podcast, maybe to come on and record a video with one of those media outlets' personalities, and then they help amplify that attorney's authority because they are producing content that's branded with the media outlet that includes that attorney. Same thing with conference organizers. If they perceive an attorney as an authority, they're going to perhaps invite them onto stage, invite them to participate in a panel, and then they give that attorney an opportunity to amplify their expertise and authority because they are going to be speaking at that conference to an audience. That opens them up to impressing more clients, more referral sources, and perhaps leading to more media interviews down the road if there's media reporters in attendance, and of course, leading to perhaps more conference invitations to speak. I should have mentioned the same thing goes with media outlets. When one media outlet sees another media outlet quoting an attorney regarding the work they do, that second media outlet will often want to talk to that attorney because the first media outlet has validated them as an expert, as an authority by interviewing them and publishing their thoughts. The same thing goes with networking. If you consistently create content that creates a perception of you being an authority regarding the work that you do, then people will approach you at events, they'll stop you, they'll chat you up, they might say they saw a recent article, or they listened to your podcast, or they saw a video, or they might come to you with legal or business issues that they're facing, or that their clients are facing, and you might create a relationship with that person in person based on the fact that you created content that has already built a sense of you being an authority in their minds based on what they've seen from you in your previous thought leadership content. It's easy to overthink thought leadership when you're mapping out your marketing and business development efforts. But at bottom, thought leadership is all about perceived authority. When you understand that, you can build a content strategy and target the right audience members to help you build your practice and your prominence. If you're interested in learning more about how to create the kind of content that can help you be seen as an authority in the eyes of your target audiences, check out lawfirmeditorialservice.com. We have plenty of videos, blog posts, and podcast episodes that can help you do just that. Well, that's a wrap for this Practice Pointer episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you received some value from the episode, please leave a review for us on your favorite podcast platform. And maybe tell 1, 2, or even 10 of your colleagues about the podcast. If you have a content marketing or thought leadership marketing topic you would like us to discuss on a future Practice Pointer episode, please email us at hello@legallycontented.com. Until next time, thanks again for tuning in to Legally Contented.